if a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he says to her, "May I?" After the dance, may I do what?
Escort you home.
Escort you home. Let's say that you wanted to get a boat out of the water, so you would tie a rope to the front of it and
tow it in.
What's another way to say tow it in? You just do what?
Drag it in.
And you would pull?
You'd pull it in.
But if a car was stuck in the mud or the snow, we would have to get behind and...
And push. You're getting in a bad fix now.
If you had to carry a heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, "I carried it," you would say, "I..." What's another word to carry there? I did what to that suitcase?
Towed it.
Towed it? Toted it?
Right, so.
Say that again. I did what?
I'd say I carried the suitcase, but tote is another word. You could say I toted the suitcase.
Toted the suitcase. If a child was playing here in the kitchen, you might tell him that stove is very hot, so...
Don't get burned.
All right. And you want him not to...
Don't put your hand on it.
Okay. What's the way of saying that? Don't you...
Don't you touch that stove.
Or don't you touch it. Say that.
Don't you touch it.
If you needed a hammer, you would tell me to do what?
To bring me a hammer.
And children play a game sometimes, like tag, where the children can hold their hand on the tree or something like that, a special place, and they'll be safe. They can't be caught or they can't be tagged. What would you call that tree or that place? What would that be?
The base.
The base. Say this for me the way you would say to catch. You throw a ball and you ask somebody to...
To catch the ball.
Okay. I threw the ball and he...
He caught it.
Uh-huh. I have been fishing, but I have not...
Caught anything.
If I tell you let's meet in town, and I get there first, I will...
Be ahead of me.
Okay. And if I stay there until you get there, I will...
You wait for me.
Sometimes when a child does something wrong, and he doesn't want to be punished for that, he says, "I'll be good if you will give me another..."
Give me another change.
If you see one of your neighbors with a smile on his face, and he has a pleasant word for everybody he meets, you'd say that he seems to be in a good...
In a good mood.
Or you might say a good...
He's in good spirits.
Good humor.
In good humor.